It's Wednesday, the 19th of February. I'm Jackie Cameron with your BizNews Flash Briefing. South Africa's rising country risk is putting upward pressure on interest rates, even as inflation expectations decline. That's the warning, as Moody's Investors Service cut its 2020 economic growth forecast for South Africa to 0.7%, and that's down from 1%. Moody's also said the nation's relatively high real interest rates are constraining expansion. The ratings company is the only major one that considers South Africa's debt investment grade, but that assessment is at risk, warns Bloomberg, after Moody's changed its outlook to negative in November. Credit default swaps already price South Africa at junk. Elon Musk's SpaceX will fly up to 4 paying customers aboard its Crew Dragon under an agreement that opens the way for private space tourism. Space Adventures, a booking agent based in Washington, did not specify any price for the private orbital flights when it announced the arrangement on Tuesday. The company has previously arranged several tourist flights aboard Russia's Soyuz spacecraft. SpaceX President Gwynne Shotwell says this historic mission will forge a path to making spaceflight possible for all people who dream of it, and we are pleased to work with the Space Adventures team on the mission. SpaceX is one of two companies NASA has hired, along with Boeing, to fly astronauts to the space station aboard a new spacecraft. And in other news involving South Africa-born Elon Musk, Elon Musk has dissed the Microsoft billionaire Bill Gates in a tweet sent on Tuesday, claiming his conversations with the Microsoft founder had been underwhelming. Musk reportedly made the remark after an unofficial Tesla news account expressed disappointment with Gates' recent decision to buy a Porsche Taycan instead of a Tesla. Meanwhile, Bill Gates may be regretting this decision after a Porsche Taycan exploded in somebody's garage in Florida. Climate change and rock-bottom gas prices are taking a toll on Glencore's coal business. Bloomberg reports that the world's biggest shipper of coal cut the value of its Colombian business, which mostly sells to Europe, by almost $1 billion as it adjusts to the struggling market. The collapse of European coal demand is not just a headache for Glencore. BHP, the biggest mining company, is looking to exit the business. Anglo American is also planning to get out of thermal coal mining in the next few years, and its CEO Mark Utifani said earlier this month that the company may have missed the opportunity to get the best price for its business. But for now, Glencore has no plans to follow its rivals and quit coal, not even its struggling Colombian mines. Apple Inc. shares fell on Tuesday after the company said the fallout from the coronavirus would cause it to miss its sales targets this quarter. The news wasn't a huge surprise, as Apple has been grappling with the virus for several weeks, and the fallout has resulted in some manufacturing delays and closed retail stores in China. Investors look set to lose millions as Exponent, a company listed on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange, runs into trouble. In a podcast with BizNews founder and editor-in-chief Alec Hogg, Brenthurst Wealth Management founder Magnus Haystack sets out the background on Exponent, which is reneging on redeeming about 188 million rands worth of preference shares. Exponent attracted about 2.5 billion rand worth of investment from retail investors. For more on that, you can log into the BizNews premium site to listen to the full interview. Looking at how other stocks were trading on the JSE on Tuesday, Goldfields, Harmony and Anglo Gold were among the top five major movers upwards on the day, with Goldfields gaining about 3.5%. Leading stocks down was Barloworld, which shed more than 4.5%. The rand was taking strain after rating agency Moody's cut its economic growth forecast for South Africa, and late on Tuesday, 15 rand would buy you $1, 19 rand 51 would get you £1, and 16 rand and 21 cents would buy you €1. And that brings to a close your BizNews Flash Briefing. Until next time.